It's the violins, it's the words, it's everything on this track. Chimano with the track Hallelujah, playing on your Best Mix of Music 98.4 Capsule FM off his debut EP, Heavy is the Crown. Please check it out. If you missed out on the conversation that we had, please check it out on the SoundCloud channel, the Capsule FM SoundCloud channel. You'll find out so much about Chimano's EP and everything that went into putting it together and what it did for him and for us. He speaks for us when he says everybody wants to be someone, everybody wants to go somewhere, and so much more. So please check it out. Of course, I have had amazing artists on the show, and all their conversations are on the Capsule FM SoundCloud channel. And, you know, like I said before, this was the finale of the Alone Together journey and project from Saudi Soul. You can check out their conversations on the SoundCloud channel as well. I'm switching gears. My name is Chav. Already cleaned up. I got my guest in studio, and I'm very excited to be introducing this young man, a very inspiring young man. I've had a great conversation with him, and the conversation has been, you know, it's just when you speak to somebody and you're like, wait a minute, this is it, you know, young and focused and got so much going on with him. I'll tell you a little bit about him. His love for music started in the year 2000. So we're talking about 22 years ago, all right, which was inspired by the wide range of music playing. And this was off an old Panasonic radio in their home. I love this. Now, his dad's small Casio synthesizer was the first music instrument he learned to play in the year 2004. Wow. I like that. You listen to the music on the radio, yeah, right? The Panasonic radio in your home. Yeah. And then you picked up your dad's Casio synthesizer and learned to play it. Did you teach yourself?
Yeah, it was rough. I wouldn't say I was good at it, but I learned how to play from just watching guys play and like fiddling with it. Yeah.
Gathuru Gitema, thank you for joining me on the lounge this beautiful Sunday morning. It's an incredible pleasure to have you. You are a soulful singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, and you're a producer based in Thika.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. Thika has soul. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Thank you for having me.
Always. Now, I read that you made your big break in the industry in 2019, but I'm going to go back to picking up your dad's, the synth.
Yeah.
And what happened after that? Like, did your dad teach you, or did you, because if he had it there, it means he could play it, right?
Nah, actually, that's a very interesting story.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
So my dad loved music, but, and he wanted to start to learn music. So he bought the synthesizer for himself. But then I was so curious about it, and he was so busy always. He'd lock the synthesizer in his room, I'd sneak in and still play. So after kusumbuana for a minute, he was like, okay, I think this kid is really interested in music. And so he gave me the synthesizer, and instead of him learning, I started learning and using it. And so that's how I kind of just got into music and the synthesizer itself.
And he was really supportive because he hired a tutor to train you when he realized how good you were or the interest that you had.
Yeah, for a long time, this I realized later, way late into my life, he's someone who's always looking for excellence. And so when he saw that I was interested in music, he realized he can't teach me. He doesn't know enough about music to teach me. So he started looking for people to tutor me, to show me the ropes. First few teachers came and built Watoto wa Kijiji. Until later, he got me this amazing teacher. He's called Jay Getao. He's a conductor, a trainer.
He's very well renowned. I'm just reading his credentials. He's a composer.
Yes.
Nationally.
Yes. Uh-huh. Jay Getao does mostly choral music. He works with a lot of churches and Kenya music festivals. So he's someone whose the spheres might be different from what I do now, but in his sphere, he's one of the best. And so he taught me classical music. He taught me how to play classical piano. And I started doing music festivals in 2011, and I topped the whole country at that time.
Wow.
His classes, yeah.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And you are currently an undergraduate at Kenyatta University studying Bachelor of Arts in Music.
Yes.
Shout outs to KU.
Yeah, shout out to KU. Yeah.
What's that like? Is it, do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
It's bittersweet. There's a lot I expected to gain from KU, but the curriculum was very different. But I also learned so much more that I didn't expect that was beyond the coursework, like musicianship and how to work with people in the industry, how to collaborate, and confidence. I remember doing the first, we had these recitals in KU, we have them on Wednesdays, and I did the first one when I was in first year, and I remember the dean of studies got up and he said, "Hi, where's the boy who was singing? He sounds like John Legend." And I was like, wow.
Oh, you sound like John Legend now. Oh, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for you to sing now.
Yeah, so it was I gained a lot of confidence. I wouldn't say everything that I learned from the coursework was as important, but everything in as a whole built me as a guy. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And you know, you've talked about working with people in the music industry, and you have performed at so many events. I'm looking at BMW, I'm looking at Solo Nights, Kenyatta University, UN Women Convention at Safari Park. I can see that, you know, you've got Tribe at Kenyatta University. You also have people who are supportive of you within the music industry. Let's talk about the support that you are receiving from some of those who have been here for quite a long time.
Yeah, I think the biggest turn in my career was when I met, there's a girl I started dating. She was called Mwetekia, and she was a sister to Motoria, Joe Motoria. And meeting that family just kind of pivoted my career in the right direction. So she introduced me to Motoria, and Motoria is my biggest link to the industry. She's a guy who got me connections to perform and play at different venues. So the biggest venue I played was 2021. That was last year, Conscience. I played for Fena. That was a connection from Motoria. And from there, that's where I met Fancy Fingers from Sauti Sol. We hit it off. We started talking. He's an amazing guy. Then from meeting Fancy Fingers, he gave me an opportunity to perform in his show. He did the day before his album, Father Studies.
Yeah. I was at that show, as a matter of fact.
You were there?
Yeah, but I was at the back. So, but it was a great show, yeah.
So I opened for the show. I was the first act. And after that, I met Bien and started like working with these guys in studio, helping them like write their music.
And you're learning. I can imagine that's
a
like
lot.
A masterclass. I'm just like, you're learning so much from them. And I know that they're very, I say this a lot, but I know they're very supportive.
Yeah.
Incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, before we go to, because he said, you know, his dean said he sounds like John Legend. So we're going to have to listen to that. Let's dial back. Let's go back a little bit. Your parental support that you received, because some parents don't support their kids and stuff, but there was a different twist with parental support when it came to you and with your career, with your music, because your parents, I think, are rooted in the church, is what you said.
If you look at my life, like from the word go, they'd always been interested in getting me tutors to learn music, buying materials. They spent a lot of money to just teach me music and make sure I learned music the right way. I remember, before I get to the faith part, I remember when I finished high school, I was into neuropharmacology. I was like, okay, fine. If I choose to do music, probably I'll be broke for the rest of my life because this is Kenya. And I didn't know very many successful musicians. So I remember the morning I was supposed to choose a university, my mom came in and she was like, "Have you thought about what you want to do?" I was like, "Yeah, I want to do neuropharmacology." She's like, "No, you'll do music." I was like, "Wait, what?" She's like, "I know you. I know you. I've raised you. I know you love music and you will do music. And trust that God will provide for you." But then as I started doing music and accepting who I am, I started singing more about my journey, my stories, and then that became an issue. They wouldn't stop me from doing music, but then the support kind of dwindled because they don't know, okay, they know the church. They know you're supposed to sing for God, but they can't accept the fact, it was hard for them to accept the fact that there's more to life than just church.
Mm.
There's relationships. You get heartbreaks. For me, that's how I deal with mental issues.
Mm.
If I'm sad, I want to sing about why I'm sad. And so it's kind of bittersweet also with them. And I guess life is. So that's the challenge, meeting halfway. But this year, especially for my mom, she's been really supportive. She's like, you know what? You do what you need to do. I believe in you. I trust you. And I know your heart is good.
So. Oh, shout out to your mom and to your parents, your dad as well. He put in the work, you know, when he had to.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for sharing about your story. I know that there's somebody who's listening and who's going to listen to this, and it's going to inspire them to just keep going.
Yeah.
We're going to have a quick break, and then we're going to hear what that voice can do, because you just told us. So we're going to hear that.
Okay.
Coming up, we're going to hear from Gaferu Getema. Let's go.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
All right, so since today is Mother's Day, I'm going to sing a song. It's called With You. And basically the premise of the song is everything you go through in life, you just need that one person who is going to support you. And for me, one of the most supportive people in my life is my mom. And this is for her. Travel the distance, I've gone the mile. I've seen what I've seen in this broken life. Brother against brother, we are fighting each other. What's wrong? Never holding each other is a painful disaster, yeah. For the reason I'll be fine is if you're with me through it all. I'll not worry what's to come, for you're with me through it all. On what could be done, I've seen that the answer is not too far. Is when we're loving each other through the tears and the laughter, oh yeah. Through the storms and the sunshine, we will never be broken. Come on, for the reason I'll be fine if you're with me through it all. I'll not worry what's to come, for you're with me through it all. I'm going to play a simple game. It's like a party trick with Chow here. So you can choose any word, and then I'll make a short song from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any word.
Yeah.
Can I say blue? Because the sky's blue right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You said that time would never fade. Whatever we had would stay alive. You said that life would get better, and that you'd be there with me. But I'm so blue now that you're gone. I'm so blue that you're not here. All I want is skies that remind me of what we have. But I'm so blue now that you're gone. Now that you're gone.
Yeah.
I like that, Gail. I feel like I could pick many words. Thank you.
Yeah. For time's sake, I'll play one last song. It's called It'll All Be Alright. And this is for everyone right now. Things get very tough and challenging out here. And especially, I'll put mothers here, because I remember watching my mom like sacrifice so much for us and just make sure we're okay. This is for anyone who's struggling right now and feels like things are heavy. The song is just, it's gonna be all right.
Talking, and they said you didn't matter to them, and you saw them turn their backs away from you, and you heard how much it hurts to be alone, but better to be here than to have them be circling like those who's on the hunt for the unwitty prey. Just know it'll all be alright, all be alright, all be alright, all be, all be alright. Yeah. And you know, we take a little time to grow our wings and fly on. Hold tight, don't let go. Take time to love who you are, to love who you are. It'll all be alright, all be alright, all be alright, all be alright. No.
Wow, Thika has soul. Thika got soul, all right?
We do.
You got soul out in Thika. I love that. I want to say thank you to your dad. Be sure to go tell your dad, child, say thank you that he believed in you at the time that he did.
Yeah.
Because that's what started us off. I'm picking up his synth player. Yeah. You better tell him, child, said thank you. And you better tell your mom I said thank you for encouraging you.
Yeah.
Each and every step of the way. Because, boy,
yeah.
You got it. You got that thing. And for every single person that you have mentioned, Matoria, all you've mentioned Toria, mentioned Fena, the people you've not mentioned, you've mentioned Bien, Fancy, all of them, being in the studio with them,
yeah.
Everybody who's helped you up to this point, you better go and say thank you,
because
you got it.
Thank you.
We are so grateful for your talent. Keep walking that journey. I know you said that everything that you've prayed for and were believing in is happening right now.
Yeah.
Everything happens, but not all at the same time.
True.
And you got to work so hard. You got to go through so much. If you don't show up and put in the work, you will lose out on the result in the future.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
I'm so glad you stuck it out despite the numerous challenges and everything.
Yeah.
And you put in the work. I'm sure you work 30 hours a day just to get that, you know, to push the needle forward.
True.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
How do we get a hold of you? Are you on any DSPs where we can follow you? Are you on Apple? Are you on YouTube? Where do we get you?
Oh, everywhere. So okay. my music is everywhere. So your preferred streaming platform, you can find me. I'd also like to say something before.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to imagine that the journey is gonna be okay, or like someone can hear me on radio today and imagine, man, this guy has it all right now. Remember, it takes time. It takes guts to believe in yourself, and it takes guts to do what's right. Anyway, that was just a by the way. I felt like saying that.
You better say what you need to say, Gathuru. Thank you so much. Gathuru Getema on the lounge this Sunday morning. Thank you so much. And for the beautiful Mother's Day tribute and song that you played for us. Really appreciate it. Yeah. That's Gathuru Getema. You'll have this up in a while to listen on SoundCloud and check him out, like he said, on all digital streaming platforms. It's been an absolute honor to have him. We're going to do a quick changeover. I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave so that Davis can flex as well, because you just flex for us. And as that changeover happens, I want to thank you so much for keeping me company. Happy Mother's Day once again. Please call your mom up and say thank you, and all mother figures as well.